여러분, 안녕하세요. Hi everyone, I'm Angelique Voices. Bienvenido and welcome back to the Polyglottal Stop, where you can hear some thoughts on language learning from a wannabe polyglot, which is me. Maybe you'll learn something new, maybe not, but hopefully you have a good time while you're here. Anyway, 시작하자. Let's get started. So yesterday was Canada Day. So happy Canada Day, folks, if you celebrate it. Today, though, we're looking at another fun phrase and one of my language highs, specifically a language learning high for me. From February last year until February this year, I was living in Tongyang, South Korea, and I went to a language exchange just about every Thursday run by a really great guy named Jack. Hi, Jack. And I made some good friends there, and they all helped me make sense of some of the lessons I was studying by myself in various textbooks. In one of the books I was using, there was a section on dating. So we talked about dating a bit one of the evenings that I was there. My language exchange friends taught me today's fun phrase, and even though I didn't think I'd ever use it, I thought it was really cute, so I memorized it. Imagine my joy then when I heard that exact phrase used in a K-drama a few weeks later. And that, folks, is my language high this week. Hearing a phrase you learned or you studied used in an authentic way, either on TV or in natural conversation out in the real world. It's a high for me because it feels like confirmation that I'm learning the right things. And it feels like, you know, not just confirmation that I'm learning the right things, but also the fact that I was able to recognize it, you know, which means I truly retained it. And my listening skills are obviously improving if I'm able to notice it. So it's like a triple bonus, you know? Actually, do you remember last week when I said I had never heard anyone say 안녕하십니까 while living in Korea? Well, that's true, but I heard it yesterday in a K-drama that I recently started watching on Netflix. The characters were being overly formal with a schoolmate, and it was sort of like a comedic playing up of the politeness. So there you go. It is said. I was wrong about that. Okay, so now you may be thinking, okay, what is the fun phrase already? I want to know. Okay, so let me set the scene for you. Boy meets girl. I mean, it could be person meets person, but for this scenario, we're going heteronormative, so just bear with me, please. So boy meets girl. Boy likes girl. They get to know each other and hang out in groups and build their friendship. If it's a K-drama, there's a lot of drama in there too, but I'm not about that life in real life, so we'll skip that part. Anyway, so one day, the boy confesses his feelings for the girl. Success! 성공! She likes him too. I know, super easy, right? Then the girl or the boy says this fun phrase, 오늘부터 일일이야. 오늘부터 일일이야. It means starting today, it's day one. Meaning day one of this new relationship. They are now a couple, boyfriend and girlfriend, etc. And in the K-drama I watched, it was two people who worked together as interns. At first, they didn't like each other, and then they pretended to date because of the girl's mom, and then they actually developed real feelings for each other. It was pretty funny, a funny storyline. And when they confessed their feelings, they actually asked each other, 오늘부터 일일이야? And then they rejoiced with each other as if they were celebrating a new job or something. It was pretty cute. Okay, so let's break down this phrase. 오늘부터 일일이야. 오늘 means today. 오늘. 오늘. 부터 means from. 부터. 부터. It's not exactly a hard B. It's more like an aspirated B. So it's sort of halfway between a B and a P. So 부터. 부터. I get that wrong sometimes. Next is the number one, which in One of the Korean numbering systems is il, il. But il also means day. It also means work, but we're not worrying about that for now. And it's the same pronunciation. So il, il, il. It's like ill, but you're not really touching the tip of your teeth. You're not touching your teeth with the tip of your tongue, excuse me. It's more further back in your mouth. So il. And finally, ia, which is a short form of yeo, but we're not, don't worry about that so much right now. We're going to focus on the phrase, not so much the grammar. So ia, ia. So 오늘부터 일일이야. Literally translated, as you can see, this means today from one day it is. But of course, when you make it make sense in English, it's starting today, it's day one. And that's it. Thank you, folks. So today we talked about my language high of hearing new phrases out in the real world and recognizing them. And we learned the fun phrase, 오늘부터 일일이야, meaning starting today, it's day one of a new relationship. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any corrections for me on my Korean grammar or pronunciation, please leave a comment on this post or record your own playlog and comment on this post so I know to go and check yours out. You can also reach me on Twitter at Angelique Voices and Instagram at angeliquevoices.mp3 if you're feeling fancy. Join me next week when I'll share another fun phrase and one of my language lows. Until then, happy learning. Adios.